Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Spencer Davis Group bringing us back there. That's Steve Winwood, by the way, on vocals there. That's from the Wayback Machine. He was just a baby when he did that. Thanks for hanging out with me, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with Chester Elton, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, great executive there with the O.C. Tanner organization, and also the co-author, along with Adrian Gostick, of so many books on employee engagement, team building, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see, folks, you can listen to so many things that Chester has deposited with us over the last 6 or 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and right there on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage, and check out all the other things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com just for you. Chester, tell us again how we can find you guys and how we can find your books.
You bet. Carrots.com, lots of great downloads there and white papers and information for your listeners. And of course, you can find our books at Barnes & Noble and Borders and Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Exactly. Check it out, folks. Whatever Chester and Adrian do is top shelf. Chester, one of the things that happens when teams are formed is teams are kind of like steel. If steel is maintained, it stays strong and shiny. If it's not maintained, it reverts back to rust. It rusts back to its original elements, and that's not too pretty. Teams either grow and become more productive, or they turn into silos or fiefdoms, I call them sometimes. And that's how do we make sure that when we build teams that they turn into the kind of productive ownership type of performing groups that we just talked about in the previous segment? How do we prevent them from going from that to something where it's us versus them, that kind of thing? What do you think?
Well, two things that are very important. You know, once you've sort of established this commitment to being world class, the next two steps that we found were key, and we call this actually the rule of three. The first is committing to be world-class. The second is this idea of no surprises. And to your point, great teams, to maintain their greatness, are great communicators. We did a fascinating study of the Blue Angels, you know, the fighter pilot performance teams. And you might imagine that when you're heading towards each other at about 400 miles an hour, within inches, you better communicate.
That's the Navy, by the way, right?
The Navy, that's right. Yeah. It's, you know, am I going left or am I going right?
Right.
So the idea is no surprises is the way we put this together. Say, look, just constantly communicate.
Which is another way of saying trust.
Exactly. Communication does build trust. You know, my dad had a great saying, and he said, you know, excuses, even when valid, are never impressive.
Right.
So you communicate. You make sure that you know what the goals are, how we're driving towards that. We're updating each other continually. And when you've got that line of communication that's constantly open and all that sharing, to your point, you build a tremendous amount of trust. The third step that then becomes really key is we call it cheer. Great teams cheer for each other. And we've all been involved in business or you know, sports, whatever it is, when we've got one person on the team that thinks they're more important than everybody else.
Right.
You know, so are you cheering for each other? And you may think this is the easy part, Jim, but it's not. I think it's
no,
the hard part.
No, it's the hard part because of humans.
Exactly. Ask yourself a few key questions, and I want to leave this with your listeners, is who can you cheer for in your business? And I would be willing to bet they're the trustworthy, high-communication, high-performing people. But the tougher questions are, who are you not cheering for and why?
Right.
You know, are they in the wrong place? Have you not coached them well enough?
I love what somebody said once, that it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't care who gets the credit.
Exactly.
And that's exactly. That's to me, Chester, this is where leadership comes in. This is where the test of your ability as a leader comes in, where you can get teams to compete with each other to raise the performance level of everybody, but still have them cheer for each other. That takes a leader to do that. It can be done, but you can't do it unconsciously, can you?
No, you've got to have a plan. And that's why we talk about these tough questions, you know, because it's not only who are you cheering for, who are you not cheering for, it's who is your team cheering for. You know, we've all had the occasion where we've had a top performer, and we've worked around all the idiosyncrasies, and finally it got to the point where you just knew they didn't have the support, and you had to let them go. And it was probably the best team-building exercise you ever had.
Right.
Because your team always says, what took you so long? So great leaders look at their teams, they listen to their teams, and they find out, you know, who's committed to world-class? Who's, you know, a no-surprises kind of person? Who's communicating, in other words? And then lastly, who's cheering for you? And if you can get those three things in place, we found every great breakthrough team, they didn't necessarily call it the rule of three, but they had those three elements present, and they were the teams that broke through for outstanding performance, customer service, product development. It was fascinating.
And these are things that not only is the leader focusing on, but you're communicating this to the team, so they're doing it within the teams too, right?
You bet. That sense of ownership. You know, when you communicate and you give people responsibility and you check up on them and you cheer for them, you hold them accountable, those are all elements of being a great team.
And one of the great byproducts of what you're talking about, besides the performance of the company, is you are growing leaders in the process without anybody realizing it.
Exactly. You know, as we talk to a lot of businesses literally around the world, we said, what's holding you back from, you know, explosive growth?
Right.
They said, well, we've got to develop leaders. Well, leaders are grown in strong teams.
Well said, Chester. Well said, Chester. I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Carrots.com, right?
You got it. Always a pleasure, Jim.
Let's come back again real soon. We'll get you back soon. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.